News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
A psychotherapist specialising in parent support, Bethan O'Riordan is with us. Hello, Bethan.
Hello, good morning.
Do people have favourite children?
I mean, look, I think perhaps secretly parents might have a favourite child, but maybe in the therapy world we could frame that a little more palatably in a way of, you know, all relationships are really hard. Relationships with children are really hard. Parents' buttons are pushed from morning till evening. So maybe there's bits of children that we might find easier. But I think in our training and in the therapy room, I'm not sure that it's highly advised that we could say to parents, yeah, you tell your kids you have a favorite or not. But having said that, parenting is really hard, and I throw no shade to any parent for what they say about their relationship with their children.
Now, Catherine Ryan said the bond with her eldest daughter, Violet, is different because they went through life's earlier challenges together. I suppose if the older child is around longer and you have an affinity, that works. But that mightn't necessarily be the same for everybody.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, every relationship is different with every child. I think, parenting is all, we often think that parenting is about children, but it's not. It's about the parent and how we support each child. So if there's bits of the legacy between you and your child that you find uncomfortable, then really they're for you to go and help your child with. Parents always come to me with an angry child. This is like the most common thing. And I say, well, there's bits that you like, there's bits that you don't like, but it's for you to change, not for the child to change. And then maybe things will become a lot easier.
I mean, there will be always siblings will say, well, you're mammy's favourite anyway. I mean, this kind of niggling little jealousy that's there. And if any of my five brothers are listening, I know you're going to say that I'm the favourite because, quite simply, I am my mother's favourite child. And there's no shame in saying that. But it's one thing for siblings to say it, it's another thing for a parent.
Yeah, I mean, my therapy practice is full of teenagers and adults who are dealing with the fallout of knowing that they weren't the favourite. I mean, yeah, like it's all right for kids to know that they've made mistakes, that there's parts that their parents needed to help them with, but that really ingrained feeling of knowing I wasn't good enough can really bring a lot of shame to people and a lot of difficulties down the line.
Yeah, there's another study that is out this morning as well that fathers do indeed become better dads when they have a little girl. Fathers, this is in the Mail this morning, fathers of daughters are more loving, committed and supportive partners than dads of sons, with the transformation beginning almost as soon as the baby is born. Do little girls soften big men?
Well, I think there's different developmental stages, not to sound all boring, between relationships between dads and mums and dads and daughters. And I think, yeah, that all sounds lovely. But I think if we're looking at today's world, I think that gooey-eyedness, I think really it would be more helpful if down the line we could move it into a more strong and supportive advocates of women as these girls get older. I mean, the All-Ireland final was on yesterday. There was not one woman referee, umpire, sidelines woman. And so, yes, the gooey-eyedness, fantastic, but let's turn that into practical action and support as these girls get older, hey?
Yeah, well, one text that came through. This, never mind a favourite child. My wife was talking to one of her customers who she had not seen for a while. The customer had been away for several weeks. When asked if she had missed the grown-up children, she answered seriously, I missed the dog more. So therefore, that's a whole different conversation about whether we like our pets more than we like our children. But that we might need an extra program for that. Bethan O'Riordan, thank you very much for joining us. Psychotherapist specialising in parental support. Amongst my siblings and my mother, says this listener, it's widely acknowledged that I am, in fact, what's known as the golden child. There's an awful lot of egos being exposed here. And I, for one, am here to watch them all play out. 087 1400 106 for your WhatsApps.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.